And now, with a look at what else has been sparking scientific interest around the globe, here's Meera Senthilingam with the Naked Scientists News Flash.
A new drug target to fight malaria has been identified by scientists at the University of Leicester. The disease results in nearly 800,000 deaths globally each year and is caused by invasion of red blood cells by the parasite Plasmodium falciparum. Current drugs on the market have started to see resistance developing against them, causing scientists to be on the lookout for new ways to kill the parasite. Now, Andrew Tobin's team have identified a crucial group of proteins known as kinases, needed by the parasite to survive in the bloodstream, making them a prime target to stop invasion.
The protein kinases act on almost all aspects of the parasite biochemical life, if you like. It acts on DNA replication, so it acts on growth and on replicating inside the red blood cells. It acts on metabolism. It acts on invasion proteins themselves, so how the parasite gets into the red blood cell. These protein kinases have huge impact on many areas of the parasite's biochemistry and as a consequence have a huge impact in keeping the parasite alive.
Too many headers when playing football could lead to brain injury, according to work presented at the annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America this week. By scanning the brains of 32 amateur football players in the US, Michael Lipton from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine found that players who frequently headed the ball during games had brain abnormalities in regions such as those responsible for memory and attention, causing changes similar to patients with traumatic brain injury or concussion. The team identified a threshold level of 1,000 to 1,500 headers per year before significant damage is caused.
We're not saying that heading is bad and the more you do, the worse it is, but rather up until a certain threshold level, there is a very low likelihood of finding this type of injury. The message here is not that using your head against the soccer ball is necessarily universally bad, but that excessive heading may lead to changes which could be related to brain injury.
Ravens have been found to point and gesture at objects to attract each other's attention in a similar way to that seen in humans. Previously, the only animal group thought to use gestures, such as pointing to draw attention to something and holding an object for another to take, were the great apes. But now, after 2 years monitoring ravens in the wild, Thomas Bunyer and colleagues from the Max Planck Institute of Ornithology found the birds using their beaks to show or offer objects such as twigs and stones, either to interest the opposite sex or strengthen social bonds. The work adds further evidence to theories of a convergent evolution of the corvid bird family, which includes ravens, in parallel to the evolution of humans.
Now, when we find those behaviours in the ravens, this suggests that those birds have obviously evolved certain social cognitive skills independently of the primate lineage, and this fits perfectly into a larger picture we have of those birds, and not only ravens but corvids in general, suggesting that it's really kind of a sister group to primates in respect to their cognitive skills.
Meera Senthilingam.